to all of you campers. You've been a great group this year. And in talking to the leaders, they said it's because the Canadian kids weren't there. But the camp pastor was Canadian, and one of the chaperones was Canadian. And I don't know if there's any other Canadians in the room here by birth. But either way, you guys have been a great group. And on behalf of the camp leaders, I want to thank you all for your great behavior. Camp was relaxing. I think the leaders can say that too. They were busy, but it was relaxing, and it's because of you. So thank you. I also want to give a thanks to Mr. and Mrs. Meschke. Could you please stand up? And Mrs. Tenelsoff. Where's Mrs. Tenelsoff? And Mr. and Mrs. Camp. It's because of those people that we had camp this year. So because of COVID and everything that was going on, they made sure that camp could happen. It couldn't happen at Mishawana, but it could happen here. And we're thankful to them for all the work that they put into it and for making camp a success this year. I'd like to close our camp this afternoon with two verses from 1 John chapter 3. We can call this closing devotion a last look, since the whole theme was looking unto Jesus. The Apostle John calls us to this look with one word, behold. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. This last devotion keeps the end in view for us. As you are running, many of you are running the race that is set before you. These verses call us to look not to ourselves now as we leave camp, because that's a danger. And we heard yesterday that we do need to do that. But I don't want you to leave camp this afternoon looking to yourself. Because when you look in yourself, we already saw that, it's a source of frustration, a source of depression perhaps even, that you will never measure up as you look inside to God and his standards. The only way to measure up to God and his standards is to look to Christ, to look to this love that God has sent in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as John counsels us to behold and to consider this love, this otherworldly love that came into this world in the person of Jesus, I want to leave you, I want you to leave looking to this love, the love of God that he freely gives to sinners. And if you're not in the race this afternoon, that you would look to this love for the very first time. Because it's this love that draws into God. This love that is in Jesus draws us into his heart, draws us into his person, draws us into his work. That's where you need to be as you leave camp. And verse 2 holds before you the goal, the end of the race. The end is Jesus Christ. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. This part of the devotion is a little bit humorous. I got up this morning, digging in my bag for some clothes. I pulled out my clothes, got dressed, and I walked to prayer meeting. And as I was walking down towards the lake, I was thinking to myself, is that a mirage that I see there? Am I seeing my reflection in the lake? What's going on here? It turned out it was Mr. Camp. Identical colored clothing on. Same shirt, same shorts. We looked identical on the outside. I would love to be Mr. Camp. He's got a heart of gold. He's got technical skills that no one else has in the world. But the point is this. If you're a believer, you're already clothed with Christ, clothed in his righteousness. You're wearing identical clothing to Christ. And slowly you will be made into Christ. That's what God is working in us. In a sense, we're picking up where Pastor Buchenstein left off. God working in us this beauty of Christ, this righteousness of Christ, this moral perfection of Christ. We don't see it now. We have the clothing. In a sense, we look like Christ. But we're becoming more and more like Christ on the inside. And so the camp theme was that Christ is the author of our faith. But he's also the perfecter of our faith, the finisher, the one who will mature us to look exactly like Christ. We will not be Christ, we will not be God, but we will be like God in moral perfection. So as you run the race, as you face the obstacles, as you face the twists and the turns, the valleys and the hills, remember this. We know. Knowing there is a term of certainty. We know that we shall be like him, for we will see him as he is. So keep looking, my friends. Keep looking to Jesus. Don't take your eyes off of him. And when you're called to look to yourself, look to him again as you see your sin. Keep this in view as you run the race, as you keep the focus on the end. The end is Jesus. The end is Jesus. He's going to carry you all the way across the finish line. And you will see him face to face. Turn to Revelation 22. And close with those words. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. And listen to this. And they shall see his face. And his name shall be in their foreheads. There shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. If you're in the race, this is what you'll see at the end. Keep running. Keep running. Someone shared with me at camp about Eric Lytle, the runner that you know from the book. I forget what it's called now. Chariots of Fire, thank you. And one of the questions put to Eric was, how do you run the 400-meter race? And he says, I run the first 200 meters as hard as I can. And the last 200 meters, I run even harder. And we can do that. Not looking to our own strength, but keeping Jesus in front of us. And so run hard. Run with all that you have, because Jesus is worthy of all that you have. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we bow before thee in this afternoon, so deeply grateful for this time together. That camp still became reality in the midst of the world in which we live. We thank thee, Lord, for this time together as young people, as pastors, as chaperones, as leaders. We thank thee, Lord, for thy preserving grace. Though several of us have had injuries, we do pray that thou wilt grant healing to Mr. Tenelsoff and to Maria. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt mend them and bind them. We pray for each young person now, Lord, as we turn to go home. We pray that we would keep looking to Jesus, keep looking to the end, keep looking to the one whom we will be made like unto. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt watch over each one of us, preserve us, O God, from wandering from the track, from getting overtired, from growing despondent, from looking at ourselves, but that we would look up, consider the love of God that has brought us into that race in the first place. Consider him whom we will be like, the one who is wholly worthy of our affection, wholly worthy of our lives. And so, Lord, continue with those who do believe on thee, who have looked, and who keep looking. Lord, we pray for those who have not looked yet, that they would go from this camp convicted of their sin, of their need of Christ, and that even now they would turn to thee, that they would look as unto the serpent in the wilderness and be healed from their sin. So, Lord, watch over each one of us, bring us home safely. Graciously forgive all the sins that we've done against thee in these days. We thank thee for the blood of Jesus that has the power to cleanse, the blood of Jesus that covers all our sin. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I forgot to thank some people, and that's the drivers. So if we could give them a hand of thanks. We will sing face to face. Do you remember what number it was, Ellis?
If you have a book, I believe it's number 41.
Oh, it's on the screen. Never mind.